Here's a story from The World.
In Afghanistan, the official deadline for the U.S. to fully withdraw its troops is at the end of August, but the Taliban is already actively on the offensive. The militants have captured more and more territory at alarming speed, and that's prompted the Afghan government to impose a month-long curfew across most of the country. The World's Shirin Jafari is in the capital, Kabul. Shirin, the curfew is not in effect in the city of Kabul, but what do you know about it? Where is it being applied?
You're right, Marco. There is no curfew in Kabul where I am. But what we know is that over the weekend, the Afghan government made an announcement saying that in 31 out of 34 provinces in Afghanistan, there will be a nighttime curfew. Besides Kabul, there are two other provinces that are exempt from this rule, Panjshir and Nangarhar. And this is likely because there is less of a Taliban presence in these areas. Under this curfew, people are not allowed to leave their homes between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m.
So what is the thinking behind this curfew? How would it work to actually push back or dissuade the Taliban from advancing?
I've been speaking with some security experts here in Kabul over the past few days, and what they tell me is that the Taliban typically uses the cover of nighttime to move around its fighters and weapon. It also uses that time, Marco, to plant these handmade roadside bombs along highways. And these bombs are really easy to make and they're really cheap, but they're very powerful. And sometimes when you're driving on the highways, you can see these craters that the bombs have left behind when they exploded. And in some places, what the Afghan security forces do is that they go along the highway in the morning and they clean up these bombs that the Taliban fighters have planted overnight. But as you know, Marco, these days the Afghan security forces are overstretched because they're fighting the Taliban in so many parts of the country. And the thinking here is that maybe these nighttime curfews can help bring down some of these insecurity in some parts of the country. But one major question that I have is, how will this curfew be implemented and enforced, especially in places where the government doesn't have much control or in areas that are contested? I mean, for example, what happens if somebody doesn't follow the curfew in these areas? That's a little bit unclear to me at this moment.
And do the security experts you spoke with, are they concerned that the Taliban will just change their timing and tactics?
Absolutely. The Taliban, Marco, has very smart, sophisticated fighting tactics. And this is why it's been so hard to fight the Taliban. They are smart. They have support from outside, from what I'm hearing from Pakistan and other places. And it's been very difficult for the government forces to hold them back in parts of the country.
One more thing about fighting the Taliban, Shirin. The U.S. military in recent days has carried out airstrikes in support of Afghan security forces. What does this mean for the American military's role in Afghanistan?
Most of these airstrikes have been targeting equipment that the Taliban has captured from security outposts in various parts of the country. And we're told that these strikes have been carried out by drones. And the general goal here is that, to slow down the Taliban's movement and momentum on the battlefield. Here's what General Kenneth McKenzie, the head of the U.S. Central Command, had to say about these airstrikes at a press conference yesterday here in Kabul.
The United States has increased airstrikes in the support of Afghan forces over the last several days, and we're prepared to continue this heightened level of support in the coming weeks if the Taliban continue their attacks.
Marco, he also said that the Afghan forces face really tough days ahead, and the Taliban are trying to create this sense of instability in Afghanistan. So overall, this is a bit of a morale boost for the Afghan forces who've had really difficult times in the past few weeks here in Afghanistan.
The World's Shirin Jafari in Kabul. Thank you very much for joining us, Shirin.
No problem, Marco.